talk some college ball. We are joined by the head football coach at Wisconsin. He is in his seventh season as Badgers head coach, two-time Big Ten Coach of the Year, third coach in modern Big Ten history to win at least 50 games in his first five seasons, has led Wisconsin to three divisional titles and five bowl wins. Wisconsin, currently 1-1. They're number 17 in the coaches' poll, and they've got a huge one next Saturday at Soldier Field in Chicago against Notre Dame. Paul Christ is my guest. Paul, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good. Good to visit with you. You're coming off that win over Eastern Michigan, 34-7, so why don't we start right there. That was a game, Paul, where you jumped out to a 24-0 halftime lead. You didn't allow any points until the fourth quarter. You've broken down film of that one. What jumps off the film and jumps out to you the most in that game?
Well, I think, you know, what stood out, you know, was our defense played really well, and you know, it's been fun to see, and defensively we have been playing well, and you know, we were able to get the running game going offensively, and you know, our first drive we actually didn't score. We were down the red zone, and that's something that we've got to continue to work on. We got the bye this week, and obviously trying to address some of those issues. But you know, it was fun because we had a chance to play a lot of guys, and that's always good, especially this time of the year. And so we got an early bye, but you know, had a good week to this point, and then like you said, we get going and got 10 games after that and start with Notre Dame. So we got a lot coming up for this team.
A lot in front of the team. Paul Christ joining us. You know, in terms of running the football, you ran the ball actually on the first 15 plays of the game, and you had a lot of success doing it. I'm curious, was that a function of wanting to make a statement, or was that just a matter of the running game's working, why not keep doing it?
Yeah, it gets to be that a little bit, you know, and you know, certainly if you can kind of establish the run, I think it helps you in really all of what you do, and we're no different than any other team. And you know, defensively, you know, that's gonna be the first thing you're gonna try to, you know, do is be able to stop the run and make a team one dimensional. And so, I think it wasn't necessarily, you know, as much of a statement as okay, it's working right now, and we're getting some explosives out of it, and let's keep going. But certainly need to do both to play well, and I think, you know, as the season goes on, you certainly got to be able to run the ball and throw the ball to win.
We're talking to Wisconsin head coach Paul Christ. You know, you got more than one guy that can run the ball effectively too, right? Chez Malosi had 20 carries, 144 yards and a TD. That was his second straight 100-yard rushing game. I'm curious, what has he brought to the program since he arrived from Clemson?
Yeah, it's been great having Chez, and I think he brought, you know, certainly you know, he's got some maturity to the room. You know, we've got a number of guys that we feel good about at the running back spot, but kind of all were inexperienced. You know, and Chez, you know, was in a backup role at Clemson, but certainly a guy that when we were first started with evaluation, you saw some real talent in him, and then when you got to talk to him and get to know him, thought that he'd be a great fit. And we've got another guy that's fourth year, but he'd kind of been injured early in Isaac Garendo, and now he's settling into the position. And we've got a guy in Jalen Berger that played four games last year as a true freshman. And so we do feel like we got some backs, and yet Chez has certainly kind of been the number one back with Isaac to follow. But Jalen Berger's, you know, gave us some good snaps the other day, and then Braylon Allen. So we've, you know, I think for us to be what we want to be offensively, we're going to need all four of them really to contribute.
So we're talking about a three-headed monster right there. You know, I'm glad you mentioned evaluation. Like, for instance, in talking to coaches about the transfer portal, it's always interesting, Paul, to hear them talk about their approach when it comes to evaluating incoming transfers. How have you gone about handling that process and making sure that somebody's going to be a good fit for what you're looking to achieve?
Yeah, I think it's really important whether you're recruiting through the transfer portal or just, you know, kind of what was your traditional recruitment, is it all, to me, in the end, comes up, is it a good fit for really both sides? And I think it's, you know, that the incoming player or prospect, you know, has a clear picture of kind of who and what is Wisconsin, you know, in our case, and that we get a good feel for the individual. And then what's kind of fun is, you know, then, okay, this is a good fit. And I think that's important. You know, I know Chez, you know, we kind of took a little bit longer in the process, and but really wanted him to be able to come up and see and meet teammates and be around. And we had a number of telephone conversations, but you want him to get a sense of if this is your new place. I think especially in the transfer portal, you know, they've made a decision and now they're making another decision to kind of go somewhere else. I think they want to make sure that they're making the right decision for him. And so I think you try as best you can to paint a clear and accurate picture for him. And obviously, you know, there's a mutual need. You know, we shouldn't be bringing in a transfer if we don't think he could impact us, you know, in a positive way early and right away, because they're also transferring many times for that opportunity. So it's, but I think it also is just kind of like normal recruiting. They got to know that it's the right fit for them.
Appreciate your thoughts on that. Wisconsin head football coach Paul Chryst is joining us for a few more moments. So the win over Eastern Michigan came a week after the game against Penn State, which did not go the way you would have liked. Right. I'm curious, Paul, as a coach, do you learn more about your team after losses or after wins?
I think you're always learning about your team. But I mean, you know, who is someone or how do you handle when things don't go well or go the way you want them? And also, how do you handle it when things are going well? And so I think, you know, certainly that first game, you know, we did enough things to give ourselves a chance, but we did a number of things negatively that really just made it hard. You know, turnovers in the red zone and kind of some miscues that, you know, if you're going to win a game against a good team, not to say you can't ever do it, but it's going to make it harder. And when you do another one, it's going to make it that much harder. And so I think every time you play, there are lessons to be learned. And there are good things that you have to build on, and there are negatives that, boy, you know, you got to correct. And you never want to be, boy, you can't do this or else you'll never win. I don't know if that's always the case, but it sure makes it harder. And so I think those opportunities come in the wins and in the losses. And I think you got to be careful of letting just the outcome determine whether that was a good day or a bad day, or that's the right way to play or not to play. But I think there's always opportunity, win or lose, to learn and to grow from, hopefully.
And then finally, you've got this bye week and a big one coming up. I'm not the first to ask this. I won't be the last to ask this. You know, I'm talking about the fact that you'll probably have an opportunity to face Jack Cohn, who played for you at Wisconsin before he moved on as a graduate transfer. So what kind of thoughts do you have when it comes to facing him?
You know, I first of all, I've got, you know, a ton of respect for Jack as a person and as a player, and you know, appreciate the time that we had with him. And then, you know, as you go forward and you know, you're facing him, really you're facing Notre Dame, you know, and it's our team versus their team, and certainly, you know, Jack is a part of it, and I know, and you know, the quarterback's an important piece of it, and you know, very much a focal point of it. But I think that it's you know, the time that we had with Jack, and I know I speak and speaking really for our players, you know, they appreciate who he was and what he did, and yet when we face him, he'll be a, you know, an opponent, and you know, we'll play the game. But it's that's what's cool about football, is it's a team sport. So it's, you know, Wisconsin versus Notre Dame.
So final thought, it is that, but it's a team sport, and you've got a couple of major programs, two top 20 teams getting together. No matter what, there's going to be a lot of hype when that happens, but when it's Wisconsin and Notre Dame and you're doing it at Soldier Field, that's like some next level stuff. So how do you approach that with your guys? Do you treat that like, hey, look, that's the next game on the list, it's another opportunity, or do you acknowledge this is a little bit different, this is special?
I think there's a little bit of both, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, kids come to a place like Wisconsin, and you're fortunate. You get to be part of, you know, big games, and then it's, and those are opportunities, and then it's how do you do all that you can to take advantage and maximize that opportunity. And so certainly it'll have a different feel, you know, and we've had a number of guys play, but fewer now. You know, we've played in, you know, NFL stadiums. You've played in big games, but those that played or were around it were just kind of on the sidelines. And so for this group, you want them to enjoy it and you appreciate it and to kind of take it in, but then also realize, okay, we're playing a game, and this game's against a really good opponent, and how do you maximize that? It's focusing on the things that you can control, and in the end, trying to play good football. But I think you want them to appreciate the fact that, you know, it is a when you think of going to play college football, these are some of the days that you think of, and so you want them to appreciate that, but you also want them to, you know, certainly keep it in perspective. You know, we got a chance to play a game, and a game against a good team, and so you want to prepare yourself and be able to focus on the game. But I think there's a piece here that you want them to be able to enjoy kind of the surroundings and the atmosphere. It's no different than when you go into another stadium and it's a great atmosphere. You want them to take that in and appreciate it. It's not everyone gets that, and so you want them to enjoy it, but also then quickly it ends up where you just focus on the game.
I think it's awesome. A unique opportunity for everybody involved. Wisconsin versus Notre Dame next Saturday at Soldier Field in Chicago. Wisconsin, number 17 in the coaches poll. They're 1-1. Their head coach is Paul Chryst. Paul, really appreciate it. Great to have you back on the show. Always good to have you on this show. Have a great week, and I'll look forward to seeing that game.
Jim, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good talking to you, Coach. Paul Chryst on Wisconsin.